Recorded Books presents A Girl Named Disaster by Nancy Farmer. Narrated by Lisette Lecat.
Chapter 1. Crouched on a branch of a mukuyu tree, a girl tore open a speckled fruit. She grimaced as ants scurried over her fingers. So many. And the inside was full of worms, too. Even Namo, hungry as she was, couldn't eat it. She dropped it to the ground and searched for another cluster of figs. "Namo! Namo!" came a voice not far away. The girl rested her head against the trunk of the tree. If she was quiet, no one would find her. The thick green leaves formed a bowl around her. "Namo, you lazy girl! It's your turn to pound the millies," called the voice. Footsteps trudged along the path below. "It's always my turn," thought Namo. She watched Onchipo disappear behind some bushes. She much preferred to sit in the shade and gather figs. Almost without thinking, she observed the dusty path below. Aunt Chipo's footprints were short and wide, with the little toe tucked under. Namo could recognize the footprints of everyone in the village. Namo didn't know why she had learned this. It was simply a way to calm her spirit. Her body worked all day, planting, weeding, babysitting, washing, oh, so many chores. But her spirit had nothing to do. It became restless, and so she gave it work, too. It learned how the Matabele ants carried their young at the centre of a line, while the soldiers ran along the outside.